The Movies About Girls podcast proudly presents Hits from Hell, the bonus bi-weekly edition, your guide to the worst songs of all time as chosen by the cast and listeners of the Movies About Girls podcast. And now, here he is, straight from the abyss, the best worst DJ to ever ruin a party, the great and terrible Mike Fisher.
Edition of It's From Hell. Thank you for joining me tonight, everybody. I greatly appreciate the thoughts from hell. So, tonight is the live version of the show. We are live, so live that we're dead. We are in hell. We're bringing you the top 20 or whatever songs from hell. So far, thank you for joining us. The first time we tried to come to you live, it didn't happen, but it's happening now, and we're pretty excited about it. So, let me tell you where to find this show and others on the internet besides From Hell. If you go to moviesaboutgirls.com, you will find all the information there you need for everything else that revolves around the universe of Movies About Girls. Thank you. If you also, you can contact us through Facebook or the forum thread for Hits From Hell on the Killer Reviews Network. Go to killerreviews.com and check out the Hits From Hell thread. Post your favorite worst song there. You may hear it on Movies About Girls, the show, or our subsequent follow-up shows from Hits From Hell. Thank you, everyone. Now, on with the show. This week's show, we will be counting down all the songs from hell that we have heard so far. Let's start with number 20, Drinking and Dancing by Audio Faux Pas. We tried to get these guys on the show, and they were like, what is this again? I don't understand what this is. I tried to do an interview over the email, and they didn't understand, so I guess they didn't respond back. But it's still number 20 on our countdown. Here is Drinking and Dancing by Audio Faux Pas.
What did I do last night? It was vodka and gin until I started to spin from all the beer and beer and beer and beer and beer. I said, yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 no. Said, maybe, baby.
Now you can definitely dance to that short beat. That was awesome. Now we go to number 19 with I'm So Awesome by The Humanoids. I'm So Awesome. Let's continue the countdown now with Free Bree by Broken Side. Hell yeah! With the follow-up with a 47-second introduction into the song.
Just let's make it clap.
That was number 18. Broken Side. It is noted that that is Jim's favorite band. Yes, Jim Ether loves the band Broken Side. They're actually really good friends in hell. I'd like to take this time to dedicate the next song to Little Jimmy down here in hell. Little Jimmy is actually a leaf crawling backwards on his stomach through the fiery pits of hell. He said he loves this song, and I wanted to dedicate it to him. So, to Jimmy, here's number 17. The Fast Food Rockers, rocking it out. At number 18, the Fast Food Rockers. Confusing enough that makes me want to vomit or eat a gallon of barbecue sauce. Either way, I'm not quite sure. Number 17 in our countdown is Satan's Blood by the Frugal Gourmets. Now, this song is to be confused with many things. But if you listen closely, you may figure out what's really going on here.
You drank of the chalice of Satan's blood. You know you drank of his blood. And now you shall pay for your sins. Satan hates his goddamn guts. You drink his blood. You drink his blood. You know the drink of his blood. Well, you're gonna come out with a bra. That's your style, you got it. a transvestite? You drink on the chalice of Satan's blood? God damn you, Charles Manson! God damn you! God damn you, Charles Manson! When you go out and wear blah! A nice pair of panties would go nice with your child murders!
Seek you, I'll kill you, you goddamn bastard!
I'll kill you, you fucking mother! Naturally, come on, seek you, I'll kill you, goddamn bastard! That's it, you're stalling, you pork fucker! Take all the Satan's blood! Take all the Charles and Satan's blood! Drink of the Charles and Satan's blood. Ooh, you wear a bra and you're proud of it too.
All right, Satan's Blood by the Frugal Gourmets coming in at number 17. This is a super awesome song about Charles Manson, just in case you didn't catch it. Coming in at, what number are we on? 15. What is this, 15? I guess so. Who knows? Who cares? But it's the murder-suicide song by some retarded guy. I think. Some retarded guy.
Who is the person that will end your life? Who is the person that will end your life? Who is the person that will end your life? You are the person that will end your life. No hero is a murderer. No murderer is on my side. Not to save one, a few, a thousand. Not in this life. Not in my life. Sacrifice to keep others alive. Sacrifice. Yes, we may all die. Sacrifice so the future may survive. But one thing is certain, we will not end a life. Even if we all die, if they say we failed, our hearts are pure, our souls are clean. We did not fail. No, we prevail. Watched your family die, everyone you knew. And what did you do? What did you do? You let them go. You said your goodbye. You swore vengeance on no one, because vengeance is a lie. Black and white, black and white. No one dies, or everyone dies. If you kill them, then they kill you. They think they're right, and so do you. You've been fighting this war forever and ever. You ask me to join, and I say never. I'd rather be dead than pull the trigger on you. I'd rather suffer forever than murder you. You tell me about everything that's wrong, and I tell you what's right.
That was number 15. The murder-suicide song by some retarded guy. With vengeance is awesome. Just know that. Vengeance is a good thing sometimes. The next song coming in at number 14 is My Destiny by Andrew W.K.
I don't want to cause you harm. Harm. That's what you're in for. If you don't open your door, so I'll keep knocking a million times. I will. Till my knuckles bleed.
It is noted that number 14, My Destiny by Andrew W.K., is made by a guy with three names. So that equals guilty. Andrew W.K., sir, you are guilty. Coming in at number 13 is Rats in My Room by Leona Anderson.
Rats in my room, I am bothered by those rats in my room. I would rather have some gnats in my room instead of all those awful rats in my room. Rats in my room, every day I've got more rats in my room. Guess I'd better get some cats in my room so they can handle all those rats in my room. Cheese, oh, I'd love to taste some cheese. I could accomplish that with ease, except my cupboard's always empty and bare because those dirty little rats have been there. I need those rats in my room. I can't face them all, those rats in my room. I'm afraid that I'll go bats in my room because of all those nasty rats in my room.
Number 13 with Rats in My Room. This is actually a follow-up hit about rat poison. The follow-up hit to this song was all about rat poison. She had to do something to get rid of those fucking rats. Let's continue the countdown now with number 12. Sent Fishing by Your Neighbor by The Off-Weight Radiators.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go.
Send fishing by your neighbor. 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 Key change. Send fishing by your neighbor. 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 Send fishing.
Okay, so now you went fishing, now what? I'm just saying, She went fishing. That was all we heard about. Did she catch anything? We don't know. If it was in hell, you sure as damn didn't catch nothing, because you'll sit there for fucking days on end and you won't catch shit. That's why it's called hell. You think you would catch a boot or something? You don't even catch fucking boots. I'm just saying. Coming in at number 11 is Sleigh Bells. That's right, I said number 11. That's how they count in fucking hell. Deal with it and listen to this. I don't know if it was just me or not, but I didn't hear one fucking bell throughout the whole song.
South African culture.
Did you?
In this place, we did a lot of different things.
It's fucking hot down here. Shit. The next song is number 10 at the bottom of the sea. Special music by special people.
At the bottom of the sea, at the bottom of the sea,
swimming around.
At the bottom of the sea, at the bottom of the sea,
what's going on?
At the bottom of the sea,
it's getting very hot.
At the bottom of the sea,
talk to me. Who knows what's going on? All the rumors spreading around. All the squids, all the fishes, all the eels, all the sharks, all the mermaids, all the girls, all the honeys, all the scuba divers, all the actors. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
The world is turning around. The ocean is swirling around
and around.
At the bottom of the sea.
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 The world is turning around.
At the bottom of the sea.
The ocean is swirling around
the sea.
At the bottom of 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 the sea.
The ocean is swirling around.
Talk to me.
The ocean is swirling around.
Pick it up.
At the bottom of the sea.
At the bottom of the sea.
At the bottom of the sea.
At the bottom of the sea. Who knows what's going on? All the rumors spreading around. All the squids, all the fishes, all the eels, all the sharks, all the mermaids, all the girls, all the hunters, all the scuba divers, all the actors. Who knows? All the stars, all the sharks, all the people. Filet-O fish, filet-O fish, filet-O fish. 10,000 Mickey D's under the seas, baby. Rocking around, kicking around, playing around. Swim with all the hunters with the beach ball. Kicking around with the stars.
The world is turning around.
Seahorses.
The ocean is swirling around.
The iguanas
at the bottom of the sea.
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 The world is turning around.
The iguanas
the ocean is swirling around
the sea.
At the bottom of the sea.
At the bottom of the sea.
At the bottom of the sea.
The ocean is turning around.
At the bottom of the
ocean is floating
around.
Pick it up. at the bottom of the sea. The ocean is turning, kick it up. The ocean is turning. Who knows when the world's ending? Who knows what's swimming around? Who knows what's swirling around? Who knows what's going on? Who knows what's going on? Who knows in a day or two? Who knows what's swimming around? All the squids, all the fishes, all the eels, all the sharks, all the mermaids, all the girls, all the honeys, all the actors. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? What time? Who knows? What time? In what time? Who knows? What time? In what time? Who knows? What time? In what time? Who knows? What time is it? We kick it down, kick it down, kick it down. We kick it down, kick it down, kick it down. We kick it down, kick it down, kick it down. We kick it down, kick it down, kick it down. It's getting very hot.
You wanna see me at the bottom of the
sea? Kick it down, kick it down.
You wanna see me at the bottom of the
sea? Kick it down, kick it down.
You wanna see me at the bottom of the
sea? Kick it down, kick it down.
You wanna see me at the bottom of the sea?
What's going on? Who knows? What's swimming around? Who knows? What time is it? Clicking off.
Coming in at number 10, at the bottom of the sea, just in case you didn't catch it in the song. This could have been a number one hit if they included a mermaid singing. Unfortunately, their agent couldn't hire one, so they totally fucked that up. Let's continue with the top 10. Hound Dog or Racism. You could say this song is titled either one. But it is by Timothy Bellows, coming in at number 9. This is Hits from Hell.
Howdy, y'all. My name is Timothy Bellows, and I'm the newest rising country music star, and I'm here to sing to you a little song about racism. Niggers and spicks, cocks and wetbacks. If you call them all those names, you shouldn't do that because racism is wrong. It's the land of the free for you and me. If you see them, you should say, howdy, welcome to our wonderful country. Have a seat and the drinks are on me. If you see a Hispanic mechanic and you call him a spick, well, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't panic if you see a mechanic who's Hispanic because he's just like you and me. He's trying to make it in this great country of ours, full of rising stars. Like yours truly, Timothy Bellows, that's me. Woo! Now I've seen a lot of them protesting folks out in the streets of Washington and New York saying how the Patriot Act discriminates and it's wrong when it's bad. But Arabs, you must understand, they don't belong in a wonderful land. They are not people like you and me. The aliens come to steal my bodies. Oh, oh, oh. All Arabs are the same. Oh, I bet you didn't know. All Arabs are the same. When you say that about Chinese, that's wrong. If you say that about Lebanese people, still wrong. But if you say it about Arabs, you are absolutely right, because they are the same. They're all spawned from the one guy. Oh, Osama bin Laden, he's a bad man, and we're gonna go and hate him. Arabs. 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 Oh my god, I'm amazing!
Timothy Bellows, I think breaks his arm and guitar by patting himself on the back during that song. Thank you, Timothy. Coming in at number 8 on Hits from Hell, the Countdown Show Special Live, it's Run to the Hills by Some Dead Guy. I'm just saying, he's dead. He's singing about hills. I don't know what's going on. You have to figure it out from yourself, because it's number 8 on the Hits from Hell Countdown.
White man came across the sea. He brought us pain and misery. He killed our tribe, he killed our greed. He took our game for his own need. We fought him hard, we fought him well. Out on the plains we gave him hell. But then it came too much for grief. Oh, will we ever be set free? Riding through dust clouds and barren wastes, galloping hard on the plains, chasing the redskins back to their holes, fighting them at their own game. Murder for freedom, the stab in the back, women and children and cowards attack. Run to the hills, run for your hunting and killing the game, raping the women and wasting the men. The only good Indians are tame, selling them whiskey and taking their gold, enslaving the young and destroying the old. Run to the hills, run for your life, run.
No such thing as keeping out of politics. All issues are political issues.
Number 8. Politics, this guy could have been huge in hell if he just would have applied himself.
And schizophrenia.
Or killed himself earlier. I don't know which. The next song, number 7, is Your Dragon by Stuck Dog. Just the name alone. should give you a clue as to what this song is all about. Thank you. It's Roberta.
Are you on? Are we on?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. Hi. My name is Lisa Suckdog. I like to wear Angora sweaters because they're soft and so am I. And I like to suck sugar cubes because they're sweet and so am I. Okay, are you ready, boys?
About you, but that song gives me very mixed signals. I'm not quite sure what to think after I was done listening. The next song, coming in at number 6 on our countdown, is Addicted to a Dick by Romulus.
Loose.
people say I'm sick. Some people don't know it's heaven when you are addicted to a dick. Addicted to a dick. Uncut and thick. Loaded with juice. Long and hung loose. Yeah. That's right.
So you know that love is only an inch away. Coming in at number, what is this, five? Somebody fuck this up, wait a minute. The 20. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Coming in, and also number four, set number four or five. Coming in at number five is Rain by Wingard Peter. That's right, the song is called Rape, and it's our number five song on Hits from Hell.
Rape. Utterly amazing how many different kinds of rape there are. There's Italian rape. Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, quante lire? Look into my eyeballs, you will see the fire. How much lire have you got? Only a quarter? Oh, Madonna, you didn't daughter. For that, I'll have your daughter. Oh, gee! Japanese rape, of course.
American rape is full of hate, and we're told practically every minute of the hour. And the way we're going, we'll never be late, except for that date with impatient black power.
Beginnings of Chinese rape. Endless. One does need time, as any Englishman will explain, if only to apologize for the agonized inconvenience caused to Mother Nature's forbidden walls.
In France, of course, where fun is greedy, the women are a little more seedy, and rape is hardly ever necessary. So even if the franc is down, la plume de ma tante is always up and around. In Germany, it isn't always remembered. What with Liszt, Wagner and Tannhauser, the rape is synonymous with Vips, Bunkers and Mausers, which makes it all comparatively kinky, with gas thrown in to get rid of the stinky.
In Russia, it's far too cold for anything so bold. And being notoriously political, if a trifle hypocritical, rape becomes piratical, and Czechoslovakia far more suitable.
which makes the whole thing rather nasty, tasteless and rather hasty. But as Jason King would say, it depends so much on what you fancy.
Rape. That was the theme song of Rape Fest. Just so you know, according to that song, Rape Fest is going multinational next year. Coming in at also number five. That's right, we have multiple number fives. Just so you know, that's what's going on here. Because that's how it fucking works down here in hell. Don't question it. Just go with it. My Pal Foot Foot by Shags. I don't know about you, but I love that guy Footfoot. He is fucking crazy. The next song on our countdown is God Hates Queer by Mila Deasy. I don't even know if that's her name or not, so we're going to go with it.
That's the way you're born is an alibi. You're going straight to hell, and there you fry. Oh, because God hates queer, so do I. God hates queer, so do I. You're
Your love is like a punch right in the eye. You be the devil's crispy critter when you die. Oh, you die. Because God hates queers, so do I. Put your hands on the radio. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, come into my life. Set my spirit free. The devil, take your hands off. I got property. Hey, I'm a born again child of the King. Hey, now everybody sing. God hates queer, so do I. Say that's the way you're born, it's an alibi. Going straight to hell, there you fry.
What's hot down there?
Because God hates queer, so do I.
It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
God hates queer, so do I.
I don't need no eggs from no gay.
God hates queer, so do I.
Hate the sin, but love the sinner. Sin that's gonna burn.
God hates queer, so Jesus loves you. God hates queer, so yeah.
I think everybody singing along in that song is literally trying to get struck by lightning. I think that's what's going on there. I don't know. It could be just me. I'm not sure. The next song on our countdown is Daddy Come and Get Me by Dolly Parton. You would think that someone with this big of a chest would not have to sing about her father like this.
Institution, looking out through these iron bars, how could he put me in here? How could he go that far? Yes, I need help, but not this kind. He didn't love me from the start. But it's not my mind that's broken, it's my heart. Oh, Daddy, come and get me and take me home with you. I'm depending on you, Daddy. There's nothing I can do. Could come to you if I ever was in need. But Daddy, I can't come to you. You'll have to come to me. When he said he loved another, I was crazy with jealousy. That's 'cause I was crazy over him, and I couldn't stand to set him free. And I couldn't stand to lose him. And I cried and cried for days. And he said that I was crazy, but he just put me in here to get me out of his way. Daddy, come and get me. You. I'm depending on you, Daddy, 'cause there's nothing else I can do. And you said that I could come to you if I ever was in need. But Daddy, I can't come to you. You'll have to count to me. Oh, Daddy, come and get me.
And now, the hottest thing to come out of Manchester in at least 15 minutes is this record by a group...
No, my notes here. I put iron bars. Could be used as a martini. I don't know what that means, but apparently it means something to me. The next song in our countdown is number 4, What a Danish by Van Morrison.
You want a Danish? No, I just ate. I've just eaten. Don't like I want some bread up front. Oh, bread up front? You want a sandwich? Have a Danish. You want a sandwich? Have a sandwich. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a sandwich. Have a Danish.
You just need to have a sandwich and have a seat and enjoy the rest of our countdown. Number 3 is Don't Ever Get Mad at Me by Wild Man Fisher, an awesome sing-along song. Man Fisher is not to be confused with Mike Fisher and the Streakers. They don't spell their last name the same. Coming in at number 2 is Who's Albert by Einstein's Creation.
Wow! Look at that sandwich! Oh, wow. Look at that sandwich.
It's a big one, Gordon.
Wow! Look at that sandwich! Wow!
Look at that sandwich!
It's a sandwich.
Why did I pull my dog's tail off and say to my grandma, look at the mouse that ran with the bottle I had, and why did I go to the store and ask for deformed chicken toenails? Why did I go to Albert's house and steal his mom's sausage and gravy?
Sausage, gravy!
Look at my rear, Rodney! Look at my rear! Look at my rear right now, Rodney. It's great. Look at my rear, Rodney. Oh, Rodney, look at my rear. Oh, Rita. Rita. Why did I poop when I had to go pee? Oh, why did I poop
why
when
did
I had
I
to go pee?
Why did I puke on Father Lee?
Why did I touch Louise Albert?
This song makes no sense, Albert.
Every poop you make, every bow you break, every smell you make, every fart you take, I'll be watching you.
Who's Albert?
Who's Albert? Who's Albert?
Who's Albert?
Dentist. 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 Okay.
Thank you, Albert. And the turtle says, wow. That's number two. On our countdown, hits from hell. Our number one countdown, or 1-A, is the Acid Squirt Gun by the Carnivorous Birds.
Considered a pretty nice guy, and when I see your mom next, I'm gonna squirt her with a squirt gun filled with acid. Hey, don't worry, I'm all talk. This is just my way of expressing how I feel about your mom. And I'm gonna squirt her with a squirt gun filled with acid! I'm gonna squirt her with a acid squirt gun! Yes! I am! You think your mom's pretty now? Wait till her skin melts off her bones! You think your mom's pretty now? Wait till she's a big pile of liquid! It's gonna be gruesome! Can't wait. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna squirt her with a squirt gun filled with acid! Don't worry, I'm not really gonna do it. This is rock and roll. And it's how I express myself! Break it down! Oh, don't step in that pile of vomit over there. I have to clean it up. That's no vomit. That's your mom! Ew! That pile over there, that's your mom! I wasted her with my Uzi filled with acid. Careful! Don't step on your mom! She melted! Yeah!
Thank you, carnivorous birds. And this is your introduction to life metal. Thank you. Now, here on Hits from Hell, we like to give you everything and then some. So, we have multiple number ones on our Hits from Hell countdown. Life metal or not, this is it. This order can be placed in any order you wish. It doesn't have to even be a countdown. I don't give a shit, and they don't give a shit either. We find the songs, we play them. That's just how it works. Coming in at number 1-B is I Wanna Run It. One of the very first songs that we played on Movies About Girls. Hits from Hell. Thank you. You're listening to Hits from Hell.
I went a-running down the road. I was searching for a friend. I went a-running down the road until I reached the end. I went a-running all alone, and no one did I see. I went a-running and I saw only loneliness and me. Tell me, why, God, did you let them kill themselves? Why didn't you show them there is love and together we must try? I went a-running down the road. I was searching for a friend. I went a-running down the road, and before me stood the end. I went a-running down the road. I was searching for a friend. I went a-running down the road, and before me stood the end. I went a-running down the road, and the past is all I see. I remember all the pain, 'cause they wanted to be free. Why can't they see the only way we'll all be free is if on this earth just one man stands? God, must it be me? I went a-running down the road. I was searching for a friend. I went a-running down the road, and before me stood the end. I went running down the road. Yeah, I went running down the road, and before me stood the end. I went running down the road, and before me stood the end. I went running down the road.
Coming in at number 1-B is I Went a Running. Now the amendment to number 1-B is Mike Fisher and the Streaker, I Went a Streakin'. That's right. The original song made for exclusively Hits from Hell, Mike Fisher and the Streaker, I Went a Streakin'.
I went a-streaking down the road. I was searching for my friend. I went a-streaking down the road until I reached the end. I went a-streaking all alone, and then I saw an old lady. I went a-streaking and I saw, oh, the popo coming after me. Tell me, why did you let them all get caught?
Why didn't they see that there is love and together we'll run free? I went a-shrieking down the road. I was searching for my friends. I went a-shrieking down the road. Because my friends all had my clothes. I went a-shrieking down the road. I was searching for my friends. I went a-shrieking down the road. Because my friends all had my clothes. I went a-shrieking down the road. And the popo's all I see. I remember no pain. I wanted to run free. Why can't they all just run and be free with me? Cause on this earth being naked is not free. I went a-shrieking down the road. I was searching for my friends. I went a-shrieking down the road. And before me stood the popo. I went a-streaking down the road. Yeah, I went streaking down the road. And before me stood the popo. I went running down the road. And before me stood the popo. I went streaking down the road. And before me stood the popo. And that is Hits from Hell. Thank you for listening, everybody. We appreciate your patronage. Come back again soon and visit us in hell anytime. Hopefully next time we can hook up better cables and our internet connection will be faster and we'll get it to you sooner. And we'll be even more live than being not live, than being undead. We thank you for your time. We encourage you to visit moviesaboutgirls.com. We also encourage you to visit our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our Killer Reviews feed, and anywhere else on the internet that you may find us. God, it smells like burnt fucking marshmallows down here. There's perpetual campfires going on 24/7. I don't even know what that's about down here. So, thank you again for listening to the very first almost live show of Hits from Hell. Please tune in again in another week, month, for the next installment of Hits from Hell, where we count down the worst songs in the universe. Thank you again, and good night, everybody. I am the Streaker for Movies About Girls. This has been Hits from Hell. Thank you, and good night.
Street is getting
Thank you, everyone, to listening for Hits from Hell. I, of course, am Mike Fisher, the voice of the Streaker and many other things. All right, I apologize, firstly, for not having the show up sooner. Hell yeah. If you have a complaint department, send it to indiepodcasters@gmail.com. Or, if you want to hear more Hits from Hell, go to killerreviews.com, go to the Hits from Hell thread, and post the worst songs that you find on YouTube or anywhere else on the internet. I just want to talk to you for a second about something that needs to be said. It is important to me, and this has nothing to do with movies about girls, that you, as a person, get involved with something. If you get involved with movies about girls, that's awesome. If you get involved with something else, drugs, whatever, I'm not endorsing drugs. What I'm trying to endorse here is my son has a kidney condition. So until you're affected by something as personal as a kidney condition or a heart condition or cancer or something like that, you don't really want to get involved. My encouragement would be to get involved in something. Get involved in something that you like to do. Whether it be the Kidney Foundation that can be found at nkf.org. Get involved with them. You don't have to donate money. You can donate clothing. There are a lot of people that need clothing or items that have kidney conditions that can't afford clothing or whatever because they have to pay for all the treatments that they have to have. Or the Heart Foundation or cancer. You don't have to donate money. They have lots of other ways you can donate. Donate your time. Or donate your time to movies about girls. Just donate to something that you feel that your best interest would be established and better you as a person. Thank you. This has been a message from Mike Fisher. And remember to visit us at moviesaboutgirls.com today for movie reviews, podcasts, fun images, and pretty much everything you could ever think of. Thank you for listening to Hits from Hell. And have a good day. He goes by the name Jesus and steals hubcaps from cars. Oh, Jesus, can I borrow your crowbar? To pry these goddamn nails out, they're beginning to hurt. Crucified, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. I can't believe it's not butter. I'll sing as I'm flogged. Yeah, that's what I would do if I were God. So look for me for Savior, and you'll go to heaven. Willing the Lord is like Kevin Spacey in Seven. With creepy threats of what I would do if I were God. We'll be right back.
Hey, girlies, it's hot out here, and I'm really sick of looking at all of you, so let's get out of here.